Imagine waking up the morning after surrendering your virginity to a stranger in a dark room, only to discover that stranger is your brother's best friend, the man you've secretly loved for years. This is the world-shattering reality that 22-year-old college senior Aspen Ryder faces in Haunted Love. Her transformation from innocent good girl to a woman embracing her desires creates a story that's as emotionally complex as it is sensually charged. What makes this tale so compelling isn't just the forbidden nature of their connection, but how it explores the courage required to pursue love against overwhelming odds. When desire haunts every interaction and loyalty battles with passion, the question becomes not just whether they'll give in, but whether they can survive the aftermath when they do. Aspen has always been predictable. Friday nights meant ice cream and Grinch pajamas, not adventures at exclusive clubs. When her best friend Bex convinces her to visit Vixen, an elite sex club with a sophisticated consent system of colored wristbands, Aspen makes an impulsive decision. Choosing white for virginity and red for private encounters, she surrenders to a mysterious stranger whose touch transforms her completely. The club's wristband system, white for virginity, red for private encounters, green for exhibitionism, ensures clear boundaries even as desires blur. In a private room, Aspen experiences unexpected pleasure, unaware that her partner is actually Isaac Banks, her brother's best friend and her lifelong crush. The next morning, still floating in her post-pleasure haze, Aspen rushes to her mother's 60th birthday lunch. There, she'll face Isaac across the table, completely unaware he was her partner just hours before. This collision of her secret nightlife with her family dynamic sets the stage for a journey that will test every boundary she's ever known. For Aspen, loving Isaac isn't a fleeting crush, but a deep, persistent love she's carried since childhood. "I've been deeply in love with him since before I can remember, and I don't know how to make it stop," she admits to herself, finding no relief in the confession. Isaac battles his own conflicted feelings. The Ryders gave him the family warmth his wealthy adoptive parents never did. His loyalty to Austin has always made Aspen off-limits, even as he notices her beauty and newfound confidence. Everything changes when Angela Ryder spots what appears to be a nightclub stamp on Aspen's wrist, one Isaac recognizes from Vixen, the exclusive underground sex club he secretly owns. Horror washes over him as he suspects the virgin he encountered in that private room might have been Aspen herself. Both men's protective instincts flare immediately. Austin demands Isaac's grub security footage and ban Aspen, while Isaac struggles with the possibility he's crossed an uncrossable line. How can he protect her reputation without revealing his own devastating secret? The revelation hits like a thunderclap. Aspen discovers her perfect stranger was Isaac all along. Through tears, she confronts him about his deception, their trust collapsing under the weight of his concealment. "You knew it was me," she whispers, voice breaking. "You knew, and you said nothing." His silence confirms everything. His orchestration of their encounters while hiding his identity represents a violation that seems insurmountable. Their parting is marked by raw emotion as Isaac leaves, unable to justify his choices. For 3 weeks, silence reigns. Blocked calls, ignored texts, social media barriers. When Austin unwittingly sends Isaac to check on his sister, the inevitable confrontation happens. Standing at her doorstep, Isaac faces not just Aspen, but the consequences reflected in her wounded eyes. What follows is unexpected. Aspen proposes a purely physical arrangement. She wants him as her sexual mentor with no emotional entanglements. Despite his reservations, Isaac agrees, establishing boundaries. No kissing on the lips, no overnight stays, no cuddling, and absolute exclusivity. Their physical chemistry proves explosive, even more intense than before. but their carefully constructed walls begin to crack almost immediately. After a passionate encounter where Isaac remains emotionally distant, Aspen confronts him about treating her like a second-class whore, forcing a raw conversation about their boundaries. They add more rules, including limited eye contact during intimate moments, yet continue despite the growing complications. The fragile balance shatters during Austin's birthday celebration at Isaac's nightclub. When a patron makes unwanted advances toward Aspen, Isaac's control crumbles, responding with immediate violence. The adrenaline and possessiveness culminate in a reckless encounter in his office, breaking both company policy and their established rules. Later, when Aspen asks the question haunting her, "Are you ever going to love me?" his answer devastates her. "No, Aspen, I can't, I won't." She tells him not to call again and accepts a date with another man. His jealousy at this news reveals his contradiction, claiming he doesn't want her while acting possessively. The turning point comes when Aspen, stalked while walking home alone, hides terrified in bushes and calls Isaac for help. Racing to find her, he finally confesses his true feelings, how he fights with her because he feels unworthy, how what began as just sex has become everything to him. After rescuing her, she confronts his contradictory behavior. Tearfully declaring her love, she begs him to admit he loves her too. Though he claims he can't love her and doesn't know how, she insists he's been showing love through his actions all along. When she demands he kiss her, breaking their most fundamental rule, he finally surrenders. The kiss shatters his control, leading to a night that breaks all their rules and establishes a new intimacy between them. Just as they begin embracing their relationship, they face their dreaded obstacle, Austin's reaction. When Austin unexpectedly returns home early and finds them together, his fury erupts into violence. Years of tension explode as the brothers fight, ending with Austin declaring Isaac dead to him before storming out, leaving their family dynamic shattered. 3 months later, Aspen and Isaac attend the opening of Austin's restaurant named Aspen's as a reconciliation gesture. The brothers are carefully rebuilding their friendship, united by their love for Aspen. During dinner, Isaac reveals the meaning behind his club names. Cherry commemorates their first night. Pulse represents his racing heartbeat around her. Scandal embraces their forbidden attraction. And Vixen celebrates her confidence. His newest acquisition, Little Birdie, honors her nervous energy when they first met. Outside, Aspen challenges him to another game at Vixen, a puppy if she wins, marriage if he does. Her admission that she's never wanted to lose so badly makes him pull her close, recognizing the significance of her offer. Their journey shows how love thrives in unexpected places. Through family disapproval, personal demons, and judgment, they've grown stronger together. Their story proves that genuine connection transforms attraction into something profound. The shadows of their unconventional beginning remain, but they've learned to dance with them, turning the forbidden into something beautiful. Some risks are worth taking, and some loves worth fighting for, especially when they emerge from shadows into the light of acceptance and unconditional love.